The godless, we learn, know all about God.
Many evangelical Christians that I know are very good people, and I always ask them questions about their religions. When they're asking me, it usually turns out that I know more.
That's atheist David Silverman, and he would have scored high on a new quiz and survey that shows that Americans, some of the most devoutly religious people on earth, know shockingly little about their own religion, or even religion generally.
Atheists, the survey shows, seem to know the most about the Supreme Being. Smarty pants atheists going straight to hell, and the ignorant shall inherit the earth. I'll take Martin Luther and the Diet of Worms for 100, Alex.
Religion and knowledge. Double jeopardy? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. The news takes us through a very interesting conversation on faith and knowledge and the meaning of religion. It's Tuesday, September 28th. Celeste is out. I'm joined by Todd Zwillick in Washington. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
And we're talking about a new survey from the Pew Center that Todd referred to there a moment ago, showing many Americans don't really know much about the major religions. We're joined now by Lori Goodstein, religion reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Lori, was this much of a shocker, this quiz here?
Well, it's going to come as a surprise to some people that atheists and agnostics, along with Jews and Mormons, got more questions right than other groups on the survey. But atheists say that in order to reject religion, they've had to do a lot of research and reading on it.
So that's interesting. More details from Lori Goodstein. Stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment. Todd?
And John Hockenberry and I will have named all 12 apostles by the end of this morning's broadcast. Meanwhile, let's get a check on the morning's top news. It's believed a shift in power is going on right now in North Korea at the largest political gathering there in 30 years. This is what's playing on loudspeakers in the Capitol and on televisions there. This morning, Kim Jong-il named his youngest son, Kim Jong-un, a military general. It's seen as confirmation he's to become the next leader of the nuclear-armed country.
The reports are that he's been given the rank of a four-star general, which is pretty high-ranking, given that he's never served in the military.
That's Victor Cha, President George W. Bush's advisor on North Korea. Kim Jong-un is believed to be 26 or 27 years old, but little else is known about him, even by secretive North Korean standards.
Jay, play that North Korean music again. I just have to hear that again. Yes. That's just that. Every morning I want to hear that.
Get up to that every morning, yeah.
Indeed. All right, meanwhile, in other news, U.S. Envoy George Mitchell is on his way to Jerusalem to try to keep the Israelis and Palestinians talking after Israel refused to extend a freeze on settlement constructions in the West Bank. President Obama returns to the campaign trail today. He's selling his economic policies during stops in four states over the next few days. Today's stops are in New Mexico and Wisconsin. Yesterday, the president signed a bill creating a $30 billion fund to help small businesses.
This law will do two big things. It's going to cut taxes, and it's going to make more loans available for small businesses. It's a great victory for America's entrepreneurs.
Comes as census numbers show the income gap between the richest and poorest Americans grew last year to its widest on record. David Simon, creator of the HBO series The Wire, is among the 23 winners of this year's MacArthur Foundation Genius Grants. Check the list. Are you on it? Call us if you are at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Let's have that music again, Jay. Asian markets are down. European indices are mixed. Futures are up on Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 10,812. The S&P opens at 1,142. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,369. This hour, we talk with Ingrid Betancourt, the former Colombian presidential candidate, once held hostage by FARC narco-terrorist rebels. She tells us how poetry helped her find hope and helped her to survive. But first, we talk about a new study that shows the people who know most about religion, atheists, and agnostics. Also, Jews and Mormons score pretty high. Does fact need faith? Give us a call. Why do you believe that? And what do you know about religion? Family tradition? Philosophy? Reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. More in a few minutes.
I feel like I should do jumping jacks while that music is on.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.